We got a lot of content coming your way this weekend. I feel like I'm a bit behind. I've got a lot of stories on deck that we need to get to this weekend. Took a little bit of a break yesterday. Just felt like I needed to step away for a minute, clear my head. I actually had a couple of you guys reach out to me through email wanting me to talk about the Cleveland Indians, or should I say the Cleveland Guardians. We might get into that later today. I'm not sure yet. First thing up this morning, I wanted to get to the Olympics, not the games themselves. As you guys know, I don't watch the Olympics. I find them to be painfully boring. Today, what we're going to talk about is the woke media already coming up for excuses for the projected record low ratings for the Tokyo Games. One of the good things about having a channel like I have, I never run out of content. And I never run out of content because the media never stops lying. They lied all summer about ratings for the NBA playoffs. They lied about the Maria Taylor, Rachel Nichols fiasco. By the way, did you guys see that yesterday? I think it was OutKick posted a story about Maria Taylor. This website called Jezebel, which is supposedly all about girl power. Jezebel posted an article saying that Maria Taylor left ESPN because management failed to discipline Rachel Nichols for making racist comments. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Blatant lies by the woke media. And it's not only happening here in America either. I had another viewer yesterday reach out to me through email. He's from Brazil. And he gave me a breakdown of what's going on in South America. How they're dealing with the same thing that we're dealing with here in America. A corrupt media who constantly pushes lies and propaganda. He broke it down for me in great detail. I might share some of it with you guys in the future. I just thought it was interesting because this isn't just a domestic problem. This disease of wokeness, it is a global problem. It's the real pandemic. Headline over at CNN yesterday morning. This may be the lowest rated Olympics ever. NBC shouldn't sweat it. No. Why in the hell would NBC be worried about television ratings? Ratings don't matter. I mean, they've only paid billions of dollars for the exclusive rights to the Olympics over the next decade or so. There's no reason for NBC to be worried about television ratings, right? It's not like they don't recoup that money through advertising. I'll tell you why ratings matter in a second. The media always likes to claim ratings don't matter when ratings are in decline. When they're on the rise, it's all they want to talk about. All summer, all we have heard about is how great NBA ratings have been. NBA ratings up 25% over last year. When ratings are on the decline or projected to be at or near record lows, the propaganda machine starts rolling. CNN, The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, The New York Times, The Washington Post. You don't need to read all these articles. They all say the same damn thing. They all provide the same excuses. It's almost like someone wrote an article full of excuses as to why the 2021 Olympics are going to tank in the ratings, and all the other sites copied and pasted it. In politics, they call that talking points. The first excuse CNN came up with, less people will be watching the Olympics this year due to increased media fractionalization. That is the Ivy League way of saying people have too much content to choose from. People can watch Netflix, they can watch Hulu and YouTube. There's just too much other content drawing eyeballs away from the Olympics this year. This is the woke media's fallback excuse anytime ratings are expected to tank. But it doesn't make any sense. Live sports trumps all. Content on streaming services like Netflix or Hulu, that is on-demand content. People can watch it whenever the hell they feel like it. Live sports always trumps on-demand content. And the reason being, the fear of missing out. People don't want to miss out on live sporting events, the social media conversations that take place, or watch parties with friends and family. You don't have watch parties or you don't go to a bar with friends to watch Sex Life on Netflix. You do those things for live sporting events. The second excuse, all TV ratings are down. Now, this isn't necessarily a lie, but it's not the whole truth either. linear television has taken a beating. But this has been going on for over 10 years now. It was going on in 2012, when the London Games averaged over 30 million viewers. It was going on in 2016, when Rio averaged 27 million. Traditionally, sports have remained largely unaffected by a drop in linear TV ratings across the board. For example, NFL ratings actually increased in 2018 and 2019. The UFC has seen a rise in television ratings since last year. The media likes to blame cord cutting. Well, there weren't streaming services 15 years ago when the Super Bowl was only averaging 85 to 90 million viewers. Since 2010, when all the cord cutting's been going on, the Super Bowl has averaged over 100 million viewers. Cord cutting sure as hell hadn't affected it. Plus, the Olympics are broadcast on NBC. You don't need a cord. You don't need cable or satellite to have access to NBC. All you need is an antenna and some good aluminum foil. The media is also blaming the COVID. We're in the middle of a pandemic. That's going to hurt ratings. In the middle of saying that, they'll also say that the public has COVID fatigue. It's summertime. People won't be at home to watch the Olympics. Television always dipped during the summer. People are on vacation. They're outside. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm damn sure the Summer Olympics always take place during the summer. Hence the name, Summer Olympics. Now, the lack of crowds will hurt. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think the crowds or the lack thereof have as much effect on the Olympics like they do the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball. For some events, Olympic crowds are quiet anyway. Another excuse. Tokyo is 13 hours ahead of America. Most of the events will air on tape delay. Again, this has always been the case with the Olympics. They were in South Korea 2 years ago, Sochi in 2014, London 2012, Beijing 2008. This is all minutia. This is all noise from the woke media. They are covering up for the real reason television ratings for the Olympics are projected to tank worse than Space Jam 2. Before I get to that, let me tell you why television ratings matter. They want you to believe that ratings don't matter, that the Olympics will be the most watched event of the summer, and it doesn't matter if ratings are down 30, 40% from previous years or they're at record lows. That is just not true. Ratings most definitely matter. The way advertising works in television, networks like NBC sell advertisers time based on a guaranteed audience number. For example, NBC will sell an ad during the Olympics to a company for $1 million, maybe for a 30-second slot. NBC essentially guarantees that advertiser that they will reach X amount of people. If that doesn't happen, if the guaranteed audience number is significantly less, NBC has to offer advertisers what is called make goods, which means they have to give them free advertising time in the future. Trust me, they do not want to do that. Like I said a second ago, this is all another cover-up by the media, just like what they did with the NBA, just like what they've done with award shows, which traditionally have been huge ratings draws, but have steadily declined in recent years. We all know the reason that ratings for the Olympics are expected to be at or near record lows. That's the case because in 2021, there are a record number of woke political activists participating in the Olympics, and the IOC is allowing it to happen. We used to have representatives like Carrie Strug, who in 1996 fought through an ankle injury and helped the U.S. gymnastics team win the gold medal. Today, we have Megan Rapinoe, who is fighting to put Victoria's Secret out of business, who takes a knee more often than she scores a goal. In 2012, we had Michael Phelps. In 2021, we have Gwen Berry. Oh, Gwen Berry, with that nice blue lipstick she likes to wear. In 2012, Michael Phelps put his swimming cap on and won 4 gold medals and 2 silver medals. In 2021, Gwen Berry puts a shirt over her head during the national anthem. She's fighting for causes unknown. In the 80s and 90s, we had Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton show up at the Olympics in efforts to unite the country. In 2021, we have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. There's just no comparison. Reagan and Clinton were consummate politicians. Like I said, there's just no comparison. If I were NBC, I would be pissed off at the International Olympic Committee, their lack of balls, their inability to stand against the Megan Rapinoes and the Gwen Berries, could eventually cost NBC millions of dollars in lost ad revenue. But NBC, they probably won't be mad about that, because the agenda will be pushed to the entire world. This great woke utopia they want all of us living in, where nothing makes sense, where everything is all about race and gender. Nothing else matters but your skin color and your gender. Whichever gender you choose, of course. Which leads me to another thing. Another reason people are going to tune out of the Olympics. The IOC is allowing men to compete against women. People don't want to see that. I saw something last night where this dude was competing against women in powerlifting. Lifting weights. How in the hell is that fair? It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what world we are living in anymore. But enough of me. Time to let me know what you think. Give me your reason why television ratings for the Olympics could see record lows. Is it the lack of crowds? Is it the COVID? Is it cord cutting? Or is it the propaganda and the promotion of woke politics? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.